CBS, you know, has picked up a new series that's a spinoff of this Undercover Boss thing.
What, are you going to tell us you're undercover, Scott?
No. But oh, the okay. Undercover Boss thing, I mean, I don't know, the first one or two was this kind of interesting.
They're kind of clever. Now they're so formulaic, it just doesn't work.
Right, exactly. Well, now they've got a new one. This is called Be the Boss, okay? on the new show, a couple of employees will get the impression they're vying for a promotion, but one stellar employee will actually win the keys to a franchise or brand new branch of their own. Plus, there are no losers, since the person who doesn't get their own boss's job will get the promotion that they thought they were trying to get. So everybody wins.
Yay!
See, that's what you want. Some of the franchises that'll be featured will be Complete Nutrition, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, Molly Maid, and Jazzercise. So that'll be coming up. And, of course, The Voice, you know, we're all big fans of that.
Sure.
You know, if my TV worked, maybe I would watch it.
The Voice, the first Tuesday on November, that's NBC's election coverage.
Uh-oh.
And they understand, you know, what's more important, electing a president or having The Voice on, right? Well, obviously the answer is having The Voice on. So, well, what? I'm just telling
you. It makes them more money.
That's right. The network has now scheduled 5 hours of the show for that week on Monday and Wednesday nights with vote-offs at the end of both episodes.
2.5 hours on Monday, 2.5 hours on Wednesday?
And a special Thursday night results show that'll whittle down the contestants
good
to the top 20.
Night!
So,
you got to do what you got to do.
That's right. See, that's again, and again. Because you know what? The problem is if your person didn't win and you care, you're not going to watch The Voice or anything else. You're pretty much just going to be in depression.
It's scooping ice cream out of the tub
right.
with a spoon.
Go ahead, well, ice cream or cream cheese filling. And just sitting there watching Oprah reruns going, I got to feel better. I got to feel better. I got to feel better. 7:40. Phone call. Let's go to the phones. Hello. Are you there?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW.
This lady calls all the time.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
30-625.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, the treadmill kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and talking and laughing
that.
At their jokes and stuff.
Yeah, so I wasn't laughing.
I'm hoping it's maybe just the deal
rarely
that happens on Tuesdays.
Yeah, right.
That it's not going to be that way every morning.
Oh, heaven forbid.
I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back.
Oh,
I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us
that would like
to hear music on the radio, not
music.
Just stuff, you know.
That's what?
That's not that pressing.
Really?
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, sure.
Bye.
That's fine. Just whatever you think is right. So, she'd like to hear music. Is that what you said? So I thought I'd find this that she could exercise to.
I hear your heartbeat to the beat of the drums. Oh,
why did you choose this?
This is Kesha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And see, it's so upbeat and positive because it's called Die Young.
Look at you posting the record like an old DJ.
You know it. Yeah. Really. See, and this is kind of for a beginner. This the tempo's not too bad here.
Have a monster, you will.
I know, you will. Especially if you drink two of them.
Or take drugs while you do it.
Yeah.
That was a sip of my monster.
Is that cheese slip?
Yes, it was.
Are these songs all starting to sound alike? I mean, I hate to say that. I mean, I know that sounds old, but don't all her songs sound alike?
For Kesha, yes.
Yeah.
Kesha was basically discovered, if I'm not mistaken, by P. Diddy.
Okay.
Which I know is all now becoming very glossed over for you at this point.
I was going to say, that's right. Yeah.
And he literally just, he thought she was cool and made her a star. Because
okay.
he felt like it.
Well, she is. That's fine. Well.
And I got that thing cut up, so whenever you want to do the next star.
This is so fun, because actually Kevin brought this to me about a week ago, and he and I both, being old radio hosts, go, every once in a while you get a setup call, okay, where somebody just decides they want to call and be stupid on the radio, okay? And this one was so stupid, that we just knew it couldn't be real.
Yeah, there's no way this could happen. It just couldn't.
Apparently, it really did happen this way. And so this lady, this is up in, I don't know, where was it?
It's Y-94 in Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay, okay. This lady called, and just, here we go.
They do an open line portion of the show, and she was a little wound up about deer.
I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. Over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. My frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross at the interstate? I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean,
are you kidding?
I understand that deer are wild animals. And they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive. And, you know, of course, to find food. But it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. Mm. I mean, wouldn't you agree? You think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in smaller towns? Maybe
this is where it gets
like
really
good. At a school crossing.
You know, deer crossings aren't telling deer that it's safe to cross there. It's just more of like an alert for drivers so they know it's like a high deer population.
The government put the deer crossings there. They can direct the deer population anywhere they want to by moving that deer crossing sign. I mean, you know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, God. There are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways and interstates.
This went on for another 2.5 minutes.
Y'all made fun of me for talking about divergent judicial systems in other countries.
This lady, and again, we thought this was a made-up call.
Absolutely.
Apparently not. Now the lady gets it. And I don't know what language somebody had to speak for her to understand that deer crossing had to do with people watching for deer.
Signs. Well, to put this into context, she said her husband sat her down and kind of explained it to her. But that she was, when they moved to the big city of Fargo, because she had lived a very sheltered life in a very rural community. So in the booming metropolis of Fargo, North Dakota, she learned that you know, maybe it was there to tell you about the deer.
I would have thought she was a city slicker.
Oh, no. Here's how.
Wait, hello.
Hi. You know, I recently saw a bumper sticker on the back of a car that summed, I think, this lady up perfectly. And it just said, caution, blonde thinking.
Hello.
Why didn't someone inform her the deer can't read?
Well, you know, hello.
Maybe the deer are more intelligent in the north than they are in the south.
Excellent point. I never thought about the
those Yankee deer.
Oh, I never thought
about
that. Oh, my gosh.
That.
Well, she finally got it.
It's been interesting, almost kind of like a carny ride in an odd way.
To clarify, you are now aware deer crossing signs, their purpose is to alert drivers of deer, yes?
Yes, yeah. And now that I've had the reasoning for the deer crossing signs explained to me, I just have to say that I feel incredibly stupid.
There you go.
I would really enjoy meeting her husband.
Maybe she's outrageously good looking.
Yeah.
Producer Saturday.